Children love birthdays, and they have much to celebrate. Years of life, and a whole wonderful world stretching out ahead of them. However, for many of us, when we pass our prime and the years roll on ever more quickly, we lose our enthusiasm for birthdays. Norman Clegg, one of the principal characters in Last of the Summer Wine, commented, "Birthdays used to come once a year. Now they seem to come more often." Pentecost Sunday is frequently referred to as the birthday of the church. And in a sense, it is. But like Norman Clegg, St. John the Evangelist noted in his Gospel more than one occasion which could be regarded as the birthday of the church. Certainly, the first great occasion is the moment of the death of Jesus on the cross. At that moment, we are told Jesus bowed his head towards those who stood beneath the cross, Mary his mother, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala, and the disciple he loved. And he breathed forth his spirit. This breath was not a dead breath, but a holy breath, a living breath. And those who received it, that small but faithful group, represented the church of every generation. Jesus breathed his spirit on them and poured out upon them the love of his heart. That is why the crucifix hangs before us in the church, reminding us that Jesus continually breathes his living spirit upon us as we hear his word proclaimed, and breathes his loving spirit into our hearts as we receive the Holy Eucharist. The next great occasion, which could be regarded as the birthday of the church, is related in today's Gospel passage. On the evening of the first Easter Sunday, Jesus came to the disciples in the room where they were hiding and breathed upon them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven." What healing that breath must have brought to the wounded and fear-filled hearts of those disciples. Now, after the betrayal of Good Friday, they are reconciled to their Lord. The realization that they are forgiven sinners was to motivate them to be agents of reconciliation. The truth is that if we who follow them are not agents of reconciliation within our own families, our places of work, in civil society, then we do not, cannot, truly know Jesus. Today, Pentecost Sunday, is also a great birthday occasion on which we celebrate that day when the apostles finally caught the fire of love, the fire of enthusiasm and zeal, the fire of conviction. The Holy Spirit filled them with courage, enabling them to meet opposition and to proclaim the gospel, not only with words, but above all, by lives transfigured by conviction. We read in the Acts of the Apostles that wherever the disciples went, there was great joy. Even in the face of persecution, people were filled with joy. St. Paul tells us about his converts, rejoicing that they had become believers. Christian joy is not to be confused with well-being and euphoria, with happy-clappy. We have often encountered those who are grieving or suffering, and yet at the same time have a deep inner joy. Christian joy is akin to inner peace. It is a joy, a peace, not given by the world, but a gift of the Spirit, A great religious thinker once commented, "When the church loses her joy, she loses the world." Losing joy is very much a reality in today's world. We see this sad fact when, for various reasons, young people lose their zest for life and descend into dark places. We see it when a husband and wife lose their joy in one another and lose one another. When priests lose their joy and lose the hearts of their people. It is inevitable that those caught up in their own self-interests and preoccupations have little room for God, and the deep, quiet joy of his love is quickly forgotten. Today's great feast reminds us that we have a message which is truly joy-filled, a message that once stunned the world of pagan Rome and still has power to stun today's weary and cynical world. It is the joy of knowing that Jesus Christ breathes new life into us, the joy of knowing that we are loved, the joy of knowing that when we are oppressed by our sins, there is ready forgiveness, the joy of hearing God's voice in his word, the joy of welcoming the spirit and life of Jesus in Holy Communion, the joy of knowing that death does not have the last word and that life does not end in nothingness, the joy of knowing that everlasting, incomparable glory awaits us. Christian faith immerses us in a torrent of joy. Christian joy awakens in us the wonder of the marvels of God. May the church's birthday anthem always be, "Come, Holy Spirit, come and fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love." Amen.